Check, check, check. Hey, hey, yo, yo, what's going on, America, universe, aliens out there? How y'all doing? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Carolyn and Joe show. How you feeling, Carolyn?
I feel if somebody killed the DJ, it better be not DJ Tanner.
Why not DJ Tanner?
Because she's a member of Full House. And we need them to always be around.
I'm not a fan of DJ Tanner.
What makes you hate her?
I don't know. But first, before we get into that very controversial subject, who do we have in the studio today?
Yo, yo, it's Brian Sarvis.
I like that. You punched right into it, Brian.
That's right.
It's good. It's good to have you back, man.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back.
Any time that you're just randomly in the area, we'd just love to have you on this show. So how's everything going?
Good. It's going well. Very, very good.
What is your opinion of DJ Tanner?
Oh, I hate her.
Everyone wants her to die.
Well, first, let's clarify who DJ Tanner is. DJ is not the older one, or is she the younger
one?
She's
the younger. She's the older one.
She's the older one?
The oldest daughter.
Actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. I hated both of those sisters, man.
What about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
What, when they're babies or when they're a little older?
When they're babies on Full House, right?
Actually, I'm not going to lie. This might have been, Full House was probably one of the few shows out of all sitcoms where I actually liked the guys better than the girls.
That could be possibly true. But what about Rebecca?
What about Rebecca? She was annoying.
You really thought she was? She was okay.
What?
Jesse's wife? You thought she was annoying?
You gotta think the guys were better on Full House than the girls. Like, bar none. They just
of course,
exceeded.
Stamos will whip everybody's ass.
Even though, I mean, at the most, probably the best one was Kimmy Gibbler.
Really?
Even though
at least she was entertaining.
What was DJ's boyfriend? What was his name?
He was the voice of Aladdin.
Yes, we'll call him Aladdin. Aladdin.
The voice of Aladdin.
That's all. I don't know his real name, so I just always call him the voice of Aladdin.
It's good to be just. It's the voice. It's the fat guy from Lost.
It's the voice of Aladdin. I shouldn't call anybody by their real name.
I don't remember when the last time you were on the show, Brian. It's just been a while. I don't even know if you've been on this whole summertime.
Yeah, I definitely have. Yeah, I was on a couple months ago.
Can we recall that
episode? I think my brother came with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's when you were talking about getting into Canada.
Oh, yeah. And then I experienced that same exact the trouble and altercation of trying to get into Canada.
Yeah.
I haven't even talked about...
Now you know what it's
I haven't even talked about any of that on the show, any of this.
Did you want to today?
I don't know. It's sort of tough to think about when is the perfect time to talk about any of the work I've been doing.
Now.
No way.
We're talking about it right now. In all truthfulness,
the one of the main things that I've been wanting to talk about, I wanted to talk about it last week, but we were overcome with the power of Jane's addiction, was, and I sent you a text about this, Brian. Do you remember this? Do you remember this certain
just
text?
Just recently, like the other day.
Yeah, like not the other day, like last week.
Oh no!
This was an honest text that I sent you. You were
talking
first...
about the aliens.
Yes,
that was like 2 days ago.
We need to talk about
what? This. That was not 2 days ago.
No,
I know the time and the date, sir.
I got it on my phone.
It was last Saturday night, right?
It was exactly
was it that far ago?
It was
no
like
way.
A
it
week
was
and a half
August,
ago.
It was August 18th.
Yeah, it was August 18th.
August.
And what's today's date?
24.
So that's not quite a week. You're shy by a day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
tomorrow's
okay.
Yeah. But like, yeah, or you know, like,
it was
yeah,
last
if we were,
weekend.
Time
yeah.
flies by.
Yeah.
Thought that was 2 days.
But
ago.
I'm not gonna lie, Brian. Karen was there.
Yes.
We co-signed this.
I was there to verify this is an actual event. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Wait. Tell me about this text because I don't know about this like honest text that you sent.
This honest text as opposed to a lie text.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Well, wait, should we
so
break
how,
down
how
the, should
this,
we just
yes,
break down the story
happen?
This honest story that this happened? I'm not lying.
I know.
Like I've told many
but
other
people. But you started
people.
It off about a text that you sent to Brian. Now, what did you write?
All right, so it was
hold
possibly
on.
Last
Brian's
Saturday night.
I'm going to get out the phone.
Yeah, it was last Saturday night
to the people
and
of
after
the world.
Something happened that was like in a weird way, monumental in my life, at least, I sent Brian a text.
And he says on the 18th, right? Okay, yes. Here it is. Here's the text.
All right.
Verbatim.
I don't know what that means.
The honest text. It means word for word.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Dude, I think I just saw 4 UFOs in the sky. I kid you not. They were moving and glowing like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Oh, shit.
That is an honest. That is exactly how. Did I send anything else?
I think that was it.
Did you reply back, Brian?
No, you didn't. No, I didn't. Sold it.
Were you just
sold
basically it. Like, what the fuck?
He thought I was crazy, like all the other people.
Okay, I have to say.
Hold on. Should we break down the story or should we just base it off of that?
Well, I just want to, like, we will break down the story, but prefacing this whole story. Is that, okay, like, my whole life I've listened to the Coast to Coast radio show program, and they talk about paranormal things, they talk about ghosts, they talk about aliens, they talk about weird, crazy things that happen, and, like, abducted people, and a whole bunch of strange things. Even, like, that little dog thing that goes around in Texas?
Chupacabra.
Chupacabras, and, like, all
black
these...
Dog.
What?
What?
Is that what it's called, the black dog?
No, it's like a vampire dog.
It's a vampire. It, like, sucks blood.
Remember, you were just watching X-Files. They had that on X-Files.
There's, like, all, basically all of that stuff they address on the radio show. So people always call in and say, like, oh, I was abducted by aliens. Oh, I saw a UFO and this and that. A couple of people I occasionally believe because I guess, you know, it sounded more sincere or something. I don't know. They were more believable. But in general, a lot of the people that call in, sometimes I'm like, yeah, you're a little nuts. But, like, when this happened, I'm not going to lie. I do believe that there might be other life forms out there, but I never thought I would ever see one. And I really did see one with Joe. And that's all we got to say. Now let's preface this whole story.
Yeah, give me
exactly
the
what
whole
happened.
Details.
It was right. Like around 9 o'clock, right?
Yes, it was about that around that 9 o'clock time. Well, I want to preface this as well. Okay, back in the day, I was really into, I watched X-Files a whole lot. Because you know what? Aliens and stuff and UFOs were really big back then. And also they had
and
this...
And still are.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even think people give a flying fuck if they're really, you know, like the mainstream.
Who
knows? This was like, at this time, this was freaking mainstream shit. Like on Fox when they
it
had like...
It was like a top-rated show.
But like, this is like during that time, like on Fox TV where they were like... what's it called? Area 51 found. You know, like stuff like that. It was like all over that. Now nothing's on there. Now nothing's on these shows today except for like shootings and
or like killings of alligators.
And, and all this and
people.
Like in like terrorist attacks. That's all people look at.
Or
now.
The end of the world 2012.
Yeah. No one. Bro, I don't think anyone cares about aliens anymore as much, but they should.
They will,
sir.
It'll
because
come back.
I'm really big fan of NASA and I'm a big fan of like space and going to outer space and all that stuff. But when I was growing up, I used to watch this TV show called Sightings. Do you remember that show? Mm-hmm. It was on Fox on Fridays.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had those recollections and all that shit about, like, people showing footage of, like, oh my God, it's an alien, or, you know.
Did
they...
you believe it, or did you just kind of watch it for entertainment purposes or story purpose?
I mean, yeah, a mixture of all that. Yeah, a mixture
so
of all
like,
that.
So, like, some of it you did and some of it you didn't.
See,
like,
some
people... You're still skeptical.
See, some people look at that type of... some people look at that stuff... like aliens or whatever you want to call it, and they look at it and they think like, oh, that's fake. When I look at it the reverse way, I'm like, well, you haven't proved that it's not real. You know what I mean? Except for Mythbusters, that's on TV show on Sci-Fi now. Or any,
what do they prove it?
No, I mean, that's what they do. They're like, is that UFO? Oh my God, extraterrestrial
shit.
That's going on. So after watching that show, what began to happen really was instead of like a joy of like aliens and all that stuff, it's more like a fear. Because you always see, because that's when X-Files came out too, and you always hear stories about people driving like in a dark path that looks like Virginia, you know, like in one of those side streets, and all of a sudden they see a flash and they don't remember anything. And I don't know about you, but that's freaking scary.
A little bit.
Not only that, but I remember, Brian, you and I had a story about aliens a long time ago called possibly... It was going to be called, like, White Light, where it's, like, people would get abducted or something like that on the...
Right.
So, that was also taken off of being inspired by that movie, Fire in the Sky, which also came out around that time. So, with all these things happening around the 94, 96, or probably it was, like, 92 through 94 era, that was frightening to go outside at night. Like, so that scared the hell out of me when I was that young. So, yeah, that stuff was... That always... All that stuff in that era from 92 to 94 still sticks with me. So to this day, I'm still, you know, like, I'm not a non-believer, but I'm a believer. I'm like, this shit can actually happen. Right. But now people just don't care as much. Now everyone sees aliens everywhere. You know, like illegal aliens or, you know.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
There's aliens jumping fences. Yeah.
You see movies like AI. You see, like, you know, like Star Trek. You're like, everyone just assumes it now. But, you know, when we went to NASA a couple months ago, I realized, you know, we've only been to the moon how many times? Like 5 or 6 times, something like that. And then, but we always feel like we've always been, you know, and it feels like we see it so many times that we just, oh, we're so used to it. But it's bullshit, man. We haven't been up there. We're damn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fast forward to August 18. I believe it was August 18. Let me check in my calendar.
Yeah, it was. We just discussed that.
Just want
to,
yes.
He just wants to verify.
I just want to,
6 days ago.
6 days ago from this recording.
Fortnite.
Yes. And you know it's what's really amazing is that so we're just driving down the street and you're just driving on the street too to come over to where the studio is located, Brian. Mm-hmm. And it was really simple. The situation happened like this.
Wait a minute. Was that close to home? Is that what you're saying?
We're talking about 30 seconds away from where we are right now.
And it was it's like a turn that you make.
Wait, I want to tell the story. All
right, I told you.
Okay. All right, this is Joe's glory days.
It's not the glory days, it's just proper storytelling.
Right. Oh, okay.
So basically, we're driving. It's Carolyn and I in the car. I think we just came back from eating food. I'm not quite sure or whatever.
All
right. I took out my phone, right? And I was talking to her about the Taboo Girls 2013 calendar because we just finished producing that. I'm really excited, and everyone should go buy that.
That's right. Actually the text you sent me before you sent me the alien text.
Exactly. And then so I told Carolyn, I was like, have you seen all these images? Like just back to back? It's an amazing calendar. You know, you should check it out. And I was like, I have them on my phone. So me being the excellent driver that I am, while driving, I take my phone out and I go through the files. I'm like, it's all in this folder here. Have a look. And I hand it to her. And as soon I handed it to her before I took a right into the area, then into the neighborhood.
All right.
I take a right. She has the phone in her hand. I just looked up from taking a turn, and lo and behold, in the sky, I kid you not, is fucking 4 floating, like, yellow orbs.
No, wait. There was 3 at that
time.
3
floating yellow orbs. Now.
Your story's getting thin here.
It's getting crazy. See, that's the thing. It looks freaking ridiculous.
Was it 3 or 4?
No, but I'm going to say there was 3 at first, and then a 4th appeared. That adds to the story.
Okay.
All right. So at that time, in my head, I'm not going to say, like, oh, yeah, the first thing I thought was, oh, look, UFOs. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I was like, this is the first thing that triggers in my head is like, this is bullshit. It's probably freaking helicopters or a plane. You know what I mean? So, of course, that's the first thing I think of. But me already having that, like, that training thought of viewing aliens. Again, I'm a big fan of M. Night Shyamalan's Signs, you know. The one thing how I can test if these were really like current day UFOs was their flight pattern. Because
so what was the first words out of your head in order?
The first thing, dude, this is amazing. The first thing that came out of my mouth was like, holy shit, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly. And then I looked up from the phone and I was like, oh my God, they're like floating. What is that? And so I'm like, pull over.
What's amazing?
How visible were they?
No, very, we're talking very hardcore.
Like, how far away do you think they were?
I don't know, but it's
I don't know. But it was like, okay, you know,
like when you know when you see a plane in the sky, you just see this little blinking light.
Oh, no.
It was a little bigger.
It was bigger.
Closer than that.
It was probably 3 times the size of that.
Okay.
It was not a plane. It was nothing that I have ever seen before like that. The best way I can describe it is like, you know those old-fashioned streetlights that are like glowing orbs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, imagine that, but like an orangey hue. Right. Like an orange-red, but more of like an orange-gold color.
Mm-hmm.
Just now, glowing like a firefly, kind of, and just hovering.
Now that was just refracted light from a weather balloon.
Oh my God, please.
Now, see, like, all right. So
and then they were in, like, a triangle formation.
Now, right. See, I'm not going to lie. I do at times go and just research UFOs. I was just on the Beach Boys trip, and we were in New Mexico. I was like, fuck it. Let's ask Siri where Area 51 is.
Right.
You know? So the whole time while driving in the desert, I was like, I'm going to fucking see a UFO. I'm going to fucking see a UFO right now. You know? So I was thinking that. So when I made this right, and I went like, holy shit, what the fuck is that? Of course, in my head, I have to quickly, like Terminator style, like what's it called? Like, just bring up all these situations that can prove me wrong. Be like, oh, it's just a helicopter. Oh, wait a minute. This can't be a helicopter. It's too close. That ball is too solid. Why is there three of them in the air at equal positioning? You know what I mean? Right. And I was like, okay, they're equal spots in the air. It must be just planes with an equal flight pattern. The only way to prove this wrong is their flight pattern. You know what? They fucking did right turns.
Are they going fast or what?
I don't. Well, they must be going fast in midair if they're able to do like literal, like, I don't know how I can describe this to you, but imagine seeing something in midair. Usually when you see planes moving, they just go in a continued straight line, correct?
Right. From what we can tell.
No plane can just take an easy right.
Right, right.
These orbs did a right.
Like a straight and 90 degree right.
Not only did a 90 degree, but they did a turn, like a like a loop the loop type. Not a loop the loop, but like a big like, you know, they can like easily, they were easily navigating across from each other.
Right.
So at that point I was like, holy shit, this is I don't know what the hell I'm looking at, but this isn't freaking planes up there. Right. These aren't like just bullshit. You know,
didn't have your camera on you with the zoom lens?
The thing is though, we did have that. We have two. Well, the thing is, so Carolyn luckily had her SLR camera there. Mm-hmm. We were driving down my street pretty slow for like 30 seconds just looking at them, be like, this can't be, no way, right. No way. And it's like we were driving towards them. You know, mm-hmm. And they actually like were getting closer, and this is starting to freak me out. Right. But also at the same time, excite me because I'm like, this is real. This can't be freaking real, you man. So this is a situation. So at that time, then they started turning, and I had to get the camera out, and I was like, oh, I don't fucking remember how to shoot. It's like that time I couldn't remember how to shoot through this camera. I was like, oh shit, there's a lens cap on. You know, and also taking consideration, you're trying to shoot balls of light in darkness. No, so it's
What are you gonna capture?
What am I gonna capture out of that? But the thing is, though, I shot. What's weird? Well, here's the thing is like, so they had a formation, right? And they moved and they were pretty well lit. And probably in the matter of a minute, they disappeared. They didn't just disappear.
It's like disintegration.
Like, just like, God. They didn't just like go off into the distance.
Yeah, they didn't get smaller as they went on. They just like disintegrated.
It just turned off. Yeah.
And then the third one appeared.
No, and then the fourth one.
That's what I meant. The fourth one.
But what's really interesting about that, so that's when I got the camera out and I was like, oh shit, I can't get it going, but I can. I got it going, and I was able to, and I had the manual focus because I can't autofocus to the black sky.
Yeah, obviously.
And then that's the weird thing is, then a fourth one appears closer to us, like higher, but in the closer vicinity, you know? So I shot two images of that, and then it disappeared.
Well, I want to see these images.
You have to. But it looks like,
maybe
I'm not going to lie.
Maybe it can be the image
of
our show.
Brian, I'm not going to lie to you.
It just looks like a light flare.
It looks like a fucking ball in the sky.
Yeah, right.
But ask yourself this. Usually, well, you've seen Blade
Runner.
There's
no way to prove that it actually is like any type of UFO based on the photo, because like it looks it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't.
Well, here's the thing:
you could easily Photoshop any little like I could create that in Photoshop.
No, but see, this it showed that it was moving because it did have it left a trail,
streak,
a shutter trail,
or that could have been your hand.
Yeah, either way, one of those beautiful things.
Either way, there's a trail. But I've actually watched a lot of UFO shows because I definitely get down with the UFOs.
Yeah, you get down
with
the
yeah, I totally get down with that. And it's funny listening to you guys describe it, because when you watch these shows, like all of the ones that are like little balls of light orbs like that are described in the same exact way. Like there'll be one or two and then three and they'll appear and then another one will appear.
Yeah.
They'll move around and then all of a sudden they'll just be gone. Like the light goes.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing was them disappearing. Cause I was just like literally they disappeared so quick and there was no like further, distance of them getting smaller as they went away into the distance. There was none of that.
And these weren't like stars.
Not stars.
Because they were moving.
Right.
They were like moving in different. They would, when we first turned,
they were probably 20 times the size of a real star.
Yeah. And also like at first you're looking up and you're like, is that like Orion's belt? Because that was how perfect the formation was.
Right.
And then you notice it starts moving, but in different, you know what I mean? Right. In drastic angles. So like that's the first thing that to my head that's like, these are fucking UFO, man, because planes don't move like that, dude.
Oh, yeah. And then I called my mom about it, and then she was like, oh, aren't they having like a, what did she call it?
Fireworks.
Flight training.
No.
Aquaquan thing.
No, she didn't say that. She said.
It's true. Aquaquan is right around here.
Yeah.
It's true.
They do flight testing around here, but she didn't say that, but she said it was like a, some type of, I can't remember her exact terminology, but basically, like, she didn't say shooting star, but there's some type of meteor shower type thing going on now.
See, that's the thing.
She was like, yeah, I heard that there's meteor showers going on all month.
Yeah, but those only go in one direction.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's kind of like a shooting star.
They don't follow. Shooting stars don't follow you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I was like, Mom, this is not raining down from the sky. This, I'm serious. This was a UFO. And I sounded probably like some freak, but I'm like, it's true.
Yeah, what she said was, what, didn't she say like, yeah, right?
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, right. She was like, there's meteor showers going on all this month. That's what she was like. But I'm like, I'm serious. And then Joe found some links online. There's like this UFO tracker thing.
Not only that, but like after we saw those, we actually like, then we got my better camera out. Mm-hmm. And we're we're going to go outside. And we're going to find them again, man. We're going to find them. So we walked all the way around trying to find it. And I don't even know what I was expecting because I was probably just going to get abducted or something like
that. That's pretty awesome to get abducted.
Just see this light shine down. That'd be so.
They're like, you're the chosen one.
And I don't remember anything for like the next of the. See, that's what the fear is. You always hear those stories.
You don't
remember
anything. Your nose starts bleeding randomly.
Or I start just spazzing in station.
On the UFO tracker, somebody that was from, I believe, Richmond, Virginia on that same day said that he felt a 30-minute time shift.
See, that's what happened after that.
I'm like, that guy's freaky.
So this isn't a situation because, you know, we've known, UFOs and all that stuff have been around. So now when you have these awesome websites, so you're not just alone thinking like, oh, am I the only one that saw that? So of course,
yeah, I was like, what someone else thing? Would have had to see that. Some trucker or somebody.
But you know the first thing, of course, what is the first thing I did as soon as I saw those orbs in the sky? I tweeted that shit. I was like, there's freaking
you're like,
three
I'm
orbs.
Tweeting this.
I was like, there's freaking three orbs in the skies, guys. You no one see this? Right. Hashtag UFO.
Did anyone write back to you?
Replied back was Heather Hamilton Brown, nice. All the way in Oklahoma.
What'd she say?
She said, she goes like, I know, right?
I see him all the time out here in Oklahoma.
But you know what?
I was like, is no one seeing this?
Right.
Is no one, because like, it's not like it's just a no one's in the neighborhood. This
but
is like
the crazy thing about it.
A neighborhood full of people.
Yeah.
I'd be the only one.
But also we only saw it. Okay. From the minute that we turned on that street, cause there was a clear view right up the hill to the UFO display there would have been had to be other people that saw it, but by the time we saw it to the time that they all disintegrated was probably a minute.
No that's probably it was like 3 minutes because I had to drive up. It was slow. I got my phone back, searched for your camera. I lost the lens cap. I was up there trying to focus. Like, it was a significant, I tweeted three times, so
it might have been
there's a significant amount of time there.
Well, I think it's funny that you're actually tweeting you're supposed to be watching this.
Actually, that's one thing we can actually trace right now. We can go back to my tweets and trace the amount of time in there to show how much time. Yes, Veronica Mars, baby.
Veronica Mars.
But you know what else I thought was interesting? On that website, the UFO tracker, there was actually several people that said that they saw stuff on August 18th.
Yeah, the
18th,
same exact
thing. And it was the same exact
floating
thing.
Floating orbs. Above Virginia.
Right.
There was a few that said Virginia, and then also Michigan and Ohio saw them.
Also one in Richmond, too, Brian.
Nice.
And also Ashburn, Virginia. I saw an Ashburn, Virginia that noticed it. But what I thought was really interesting is the ones in Michigan said that they saw more. I think it was like one person said like something like 18 or 16 orbs.
Jeez.
That'd freak the hell out of me. That's like an alien invasion.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But that's Michigan, right? So then, yeah, it was Michigan and Ohio saw a lot too. And it was the same exact described thing. So, and a lot of people said that they saw four of them.
Right.
And they said in a triangle formation, like the orange glowing orb. So I'm like, what is the orb? It was freaky.
It is freaky.
But I mean, like,
if I was an alien,
I want to see one. Ah.
But have you ever seen any UFOs?
No.
See, I always thought that I would never see them because I'm like, all these people are freaks. And then
I always
see
look
now,
for them, though.
But now when I'm talking about it, I hope that everybody online believes me because, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because whenever we talk about anything, they believe that.
No, they're just going to be like, Carolyn and Joe are freaks, man. They're just making this up. I swear we saw it. It was like the weirdest thing. Like, I never expected I would see any
this
of this
is our,
stuff.
This World of Worlds.
Is exactly what it
honestly
what it is.
I'm really not expecting to ever see it again. Maybe once. I mean, I kind of want to see it again, but I'm not expecting it for some reason. It's almost like you have to catch them at that moment, that 1 minute that
they're
out
lucky.
There.
I've looked in the skies many a nights. I've seen nothing.
All right, so like I found this video. It's a video I sent Carolyn. It's actually another it's Cleveland.
I bet Ohio sees a lot of it.
This is what it looked like, Brian.
Cleveland.
Except it's over the water.
We're reformatting.
Did you hear that earthquake going on?
Yeah.
We're getting abducted by the aliens.
Yeah.
That's the light
what is that
coming
ad?
Down.
browse singles
so you
now.
Have stuff like that, man.
Oh, look, so FilipinoCupid.com. Look
like
at that ad you're getting.
Exactly like that. August.
August 2011.
See?
It says over Lake Erie.
Fucking, it was stuff like that, but it was a lot. It was their closer
course,
formation.
All of you all that are
they
listening,
closer when you saw them.
Yeah, they were closer.
Oh, we can actually turn the volume of this up too for people.
Is there any actual audio? It's just like an ocean, or,
yeah,
or like a.
So basically,
lake,
what we did was we actually found
Lake
a,
Erie.
Just to even further the. I was trying to make myself feel more sane. I had to research it, and I was like, I can't just be other people. This is the modern social age. People had right. many cameras stick out there. And then that's exactly people in Michigan seeing these same exact dots. I know we're just looking at dots right now.
Just looking at some dots. Pretty amazing.
But,
didn't you describe them, like, as a video game also, Joe?
Yeah, I described them as, like, Pac-Man dots that were in the air. But here's a.
You'd be freakier if you saw Pac-Man come and eat him.
Maybe that's what they did when it disintegrated.
Right.
See, that's
so
strange.
What I did
they
is
came
I,
and went so quick.
The next day, you know, I found links of people who would apparently find the same exact thing. You see, there's, right. These are basically
from the 18th.
These are basically people who would say the
okay,
same exact
so,
times.
Columbus says orange shimmering object moving across night sky.
And these are the dates. The 19th. So they're moving.
No, that's when it was posted.
Right. Oh, when it was posted,
look,
yeah.
It says here, they saw it on the 18th, it was okay. posted on the 19th. So probably the following morning, they were like, what the heck? And they started doing research like we were doing.
Right.
This one says 20 to 30 giant orange balls in the sky.
Yeah, but that's a solar system. But that
that's a lot.
That's a
and
lot.
Then they said they went out in the blink of an eye. Wait, go back. I want to read some of these.
Wait, let me open up
for our viewers.
Let me open up
for our listeners.
Another one as well.
And on the car, and on the iPad, and wherever you are. Thank you for listening to the Carolyn and Joe
UFO
show.
UFO Digest.
What is this one? Lake
UFO
Erie.
Digest.
Lake Erie new evidence.
Nice.
I bet over in Michigan
oh,
they
yeah,
probably see
the one,
a lot
what?
Of it.
There's
UFO
what?
Just above treetops claims trucker.
This is an old one, though. This is from 2011.
Oh, okay. Let me,
I never wrote you back about that one.
You're like, that one, is, that
no,
one
go,
doesn't count.
No, go back to the, go back to
is
the
this
one
the
that
other
you already had on.
Other people spotted them? See, Brian, how serious about this?
Okay,
read
some of these. Read some of these.
Look, see,
bright
these
red
are Virginia.
Lights over Ashburn, Virginia.
These are in Virginia.
Orange right. glowing lights in sky over Spotsylvania near courthouse. Pink ball of light flashes in sky over Midlothian, Virginia.
That's
see,
your
I think
area,
that
man.
The color,
area.
The color. See,
right
some
I'm
people
at.
Are saying it's like bright red lights, and then that guy says it's pink and it's orange. I personally thought it was a yellow golden color.
Look, Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, they were glowing and moving. Four red glowing lights in formation.
So that is
lined up.
That's mainly what I'm trying to say.
Circling orange dots.
Is that we're not alone in this, Brian?
Oh yeah, yeah. What other
yeah, and it happened all on the same day. That's crazy.
What's crazy though?
How do
our modern age is how?
Sorry.
How come we?
Did you mess it up?
No. How come we can't get better photographs of this stuff?
Because they're moving like that.
See, if I would have gotten my better.
Everyone's got a camera and stuff now.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, but when you're so amazed.
Yeah, and also everybody got Photoshop too. So then you have
yeah,
those people faking it. So it's like, you know, you're fight the power. How can you fight somebody that can do CGI and all these crazy ass effects?
So what do you
well,
what do
like you said like Joe said, you got like 50 people that are seeing the same thing in the same area, so. Yeah,
exactly.
At the same time, it's also if you think about it visually, it's not really something that's like as it's not going to be like Independence Day, the movie, where all of a sudden this big ship just
that's
appears.
That's what I want to see.
You know,
I
just want to see Brian's
like,
invasion.
I'm waiting for them to come get me.
I just
want to
see a bird fly in there and then smash into nothingness and fall and be like, what?
Look, what the fuck is that? Cabin in the woods.
That's right.
So how do you take all that, Brian? Because like, to me, it's afterwards, at first when I saw it, I was amazed. I was like, holy crap, this is actually happening. And then the second thought of that came to my mind was, no one's going to believe any of this shit.
Right.
Now I know how it feels, more than usual, you know?
Yeah.
So do you think we're crazy, or do you actually believe
No.
Us?
I think he saw something.
Saw anything.
Yeah.
People
I mean,
in jetpacks.
People obviously saw it, too, so it's something. I don't know what it is, but it's exactly what it is, a UFO. It's
unidentified.
That's exactly what I told Joe. So, I'm like, we don't know what it is, so it is a UFO.
That's right.
Who knows where it came from?
But see, for me,
I wonder if it's government or alien. I don't know.
See, I do look up at the sky a lot, and
I try to.
I do believe in aliens. I'm not gonna lie. It's sort of,
it only makes sense.
Yeah, and there has to be something else out there. It's
we cannot be so special. We're the only ones in this ginormous world universe.
And to think, of course they'd be flying in balls. You know what I mean?
Everybody likes flying balls.
Well, they got that right with that tennis ball theory there. Yeah, so looking at all that, it's sort of like, it felt really good to not be the only one who was even talking about it, but to see those websites and be
it just spears, confirmed
balls.
It.
First I was trying to search, what exactly am I going to call this? I was like,
balls.
Pac-Man. I was like,
Pac-Man balls. Anyone see Pac-Man balls?
Yeah, I was like, no one's gonna believe any of these descriptions I have. Pac-Man balls, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. No one's gonna know what the hell any of that means, man.
I didn't even tweet about it.
You should have tweeted about it.
I don't know, because I didn't. I don't know. And then part of me, I think it's funny. We went out to just hunt them down afterwards. We're like, let's go walk with this crazy camera.
Forks and torches and go get these guys.
No, we were armed with our camera, and we're like, we're equipped. We're going to go get them.
I'm not going to lie. If I got footage of UFOs up there, I'm going to post that shit on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram so fast.
I'm sure.
Because what? When do you ever see? None of my friends post any UFO stuff ever.
We haven't released the two images that you did shot.
Yeah, but exactly at the same time, they're just going to be like, that's just a floating ball in midair. Looks like the sun.
Or you made that in Photoshop.
If you can get a cleaner, image.
There's no way. It's a ball in the air, man.
I think we should use that image as our show image, though. Just for hell of it.
I don't even know if I can do that.
Really?
It's literally, it looks
Oh, do it.
The story behind it, but you take out the context, you're like, oh, it's a star. Because it's a still image. I really wish I could film that.
Yeah, if it was video.
I guess it's just a memory in our heads, and it's good that we're recording this show to record, what we saw, and I guess that's all we can really say. And if people believe us, they believe us, and if people don't, then they think we're freaks. I honestly saw it, and it was pretty amazing, and I don't expect to ever see it again, but
never knows.
I'm
could be the start of.
Part of me wondered. I was like, Joe, they might know that we're.
No, that's what I thought. That's what I thought
and
about
then
that fourth
that's
one.
That's when they disintegrated.
They went. Yeah, they noticed we were there
because of the. As soon as we took out the camera.
Right.
Yeah, because the thing is though, they didn't just disintegrate. You know what they did? They went to cloak. They cloaked. Right, they went to stealth mode.
Device.
That's what they did because when that fourth one appeared, that fourth one moved towards us.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it. Then it cloaked. So they probably did was they did a whole scan of who we are. And
Joe, that just sent shivers up my spine.
Yeah, but see, at the same time, it's...
Joe, really?
What do you mean? Why not? If I was an alien...
They just scanned us. Shit. Man, we're being tracked right now.
Yeah, we're being tracked how the American government tracks us.
Now we're going to be psychotic now.
No, see, that's the stuff that always freaked me out, man. It was when I was younger and you watch those X-Files and you see how Mulder got his sister taken by aliens, never to return, and stuff like that. And you know what Carolyn was talking about, too, while we were doing that walk, trying to find the aliens? She was like, this is what happens, man. You ever listen to Coast to Coast, and they talk about how people go camping, and they always disappear.
That's right.
And I'm like, what? That's even worse, dude. Tell me about that. Did she say that?
Oh, that was the scariest Coast show ever. Yeah. They've talked about so many freaky things on that show. And
now,
I've been
what show is this? This is Coast to Coast. Tell people what
Coast to Coast
is.
Coast to Coast AM. They have a lot of syndicates.
Have you heard about this, Brian? Coast to Coast?
I've told Brian about it before.
Remember I was watching these UFO YouTube thing?
Oh, yeah.
That came on? Wasn't that that talking or the interview from that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was right.
But
just a recap for people.
I mean, it's right now it's hosted by George Norrie. It originally was hosted by Art Bell, but he retired, a handful of years ago. But anyway, I've been listening to this show for a really long time because it's really good to listen to when you're doing artwork late at night. And it usually comes on at 1 a.m. So, nice. I stay up late, I listen to the show, I have good times. And you can easily find it on any probably local radio station if you're interested in listening to it because they have a lot of affiliates. Mm-hmm. So just look up where it's broadcast in your area. But otherwise, you can become a member, and I think if you pay to watch the old or listen to the old episodes, but you have to—it's a subscription thing.
All right, enough about plugging.
Anyway, I don't know.
Good
just,
plug for Coast to Coast.
I'm just like it's one of my favorite shows,
Space Coast, Coast to Coast.
But anyway,
So one of the stories you were talking about.
One of the most scariest stories ever, freaks me out is, like, they had this guy talking about how specifically at national parks, like, people will be camping or hanging out at the park and they will be lost. And then it's like stuff that they'll literally be with, like, their friend or something. And then, like, the friend will walk away for a minute or whatever, you know.
And
like,
disappear.
And disappear. But, like, to the point where it's like, where did he go? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like so untypical of their personality too, just to, like, there would be no reason for them to run away or anything.
Right.
And, like, their friend would disappear. And so, like, after a day, they have, like, the search party go out and try to find them. They'll look everywhere and all that. And then, you know, like, a day later, they'll actually sometimes reappear near where they actually disappeared. But then they're all, like, scuffled up. Like, their clothes has, like, scratches on it and dirt and all that. But then
probed.
But the weird thing is, they appear pretty much where they left. You know, isn't that weird, though? It's like, you'd think that they would be found far away or something. Or, like, they got lost, you know, and they're out there. But that freaks me out. It's, like, that was the scariest show. And then they just talked about these weird, like, abductions or people that, I don't know, it's just so strange. It's freaky.
So you gotta watch Fire in the Sky, man.
Yeah, Fire in the Sky.
It's based on a true story.
Have you seen Fire in the Sky?
No. Oh, I'm getting, like, awesome. Shivery.
It's an alien invasion. It's an alien abduction story based on a true story.
Based on a true story about these guys, these four friends that really got abducted. They were out canoeing or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Camping, and they got took, and all four of them, and everybody in the town, because it was, like, a small town, Montana or somewhere, and they all thought, like, all, you know, since it was a small town, everybody knew everybody. So these guys went missing. They came back and were freaking out, and they told their story or whatever. Nobody wanted to believe them, so they took, like, a lie detector test, all four of them in different rooms, and told the exact same story, and they all passed the lie detector test.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a crazy movie. You should watch it.
Like, so they, what happened when they got abducted to the alien?
Well, it tells you in the movie. Like,
It shows you.
Yeah, it shows you the story. Do they probe? Like, the story. Oh, yeah, they do, like, some crazy stuff.
So they put, like,
yeah, they probe the hell out of it.
They probe the hell out of it.
They put things in their butts or something?
You can probe
other
places.
Like, it was like their eyes and doing other stuff. It was weird. It was like,
actually,
this is all recalls of, like, what happened.
When they came back?
They made it really, really scary, man. Like, those aliens
look crazy.
Were they grays?
No.
They kind of, sort of.
There's some that look almost like monster-y, though. Like,
it's the way they perceived them, the way the cameras, like, shot them and stuff, the way the angles are taken, but...
But, like, so when they came back, were they still, like, the same personality, though, or they changed men?
No, their mannerisms were a little bit different. I mean, they're still the same people, but they were, like, freaked out, you know what I mean? So... They were never the same again, if you will. Like, they were having, like, flashbacks and stuff.
So I saw that movie when I was young, and I was never the same again.
Yeah,
that's what that was. And then X-Files came out, and then Sightings came out.
See, that's what worries me, because we got out the camera, and then the three of them disappeared, and then the fourth one came. And then, like, I was like, what if they track us?
As far as I know, they've been after me for years.
That's right.
No, but that's really starting to frighten me now.
Don't worry, they're watching everybody.
There's so many people that they can watch.
Yeah.
Do you think they could really know all the information about us from even that far away?
Well, if it's anything like Prometheus, they created us, so it's all good.
Apparently,
the engineers.
See, I have not told this story to anyone, but, like, I, you know, on my mom on the phone. We haven't even talked about it in person, but it was just that day I called her, and she was like, "No way, whatever." Right. She's like, "That's whatever."
I mean, I told Cooney too. Like, last time I had lunch with him, he's like, "Yeah, whatever, man." He's like, "Actually, Joe, don't tell me that. I'm afraid of aliens."
See, but I don't know. Like, it would be interesting. So if you're listening right now, you should get in contact with us and email info@curls-studio.com and let us know if you believe us or not and your thoughts
on our experience. They should also send in any material they have, maybe photos they took.
Collect that thing.
And if you've seen your own aliens and got probed yourself.
That's right.
Let us know what to expect.
It's pretty tough to when you're in that moment to be like, I need to get my camera, because it's sort of like, I don't know. Oh shit, it is. And then,
but,
like,
meanwhile, you're tweeting too.
Yeah, I wish you had, like, a telescope, and that situation would be awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It's hard
to really, like, get in far and, like, try to see if you can see detail. Yeah, you can probe them from your telescope.
But here's the thing, though, man.
Get in there.
It literally, like, to me, because we can pass by stars in the sky all the time. I feel like, me personally, not to give myself credit, but if it wasn't, like, a big deal in the sky, I wouldn't be like, holy shit, what the fuck is that? Right. You know, it's not like something where like, whoa, look, there it goes. It was like, I turn around, it's like, holy shit, there's something in the fucking sky, dude. Like, it was an instant, like, break. What the fuck? You know? And then Karen's like, what? It was weird.
Because I felt like, I had my head down looking at the taboo photos that you told me to look at. And I was just like, what? And then, like, I thought that a car was up ahead or there was an accident or something, you know? Like, something interfering in the road. I didn't know it would be in the sky. And then I looked up and I was just like, what? And I was like, oh my God, pull over. Like, what? Because you're still driving.
It was actually a situation of like, pull over. No, I gotta get, like, I can't see at the trees. Pull over, there's an opening over here.
All right.
And, pulled over and we literally were staring at those things just wondering what the hell it was, man. You know, it's a... But we didn't get abducted, so we can't really say that. I'm not saying I want to be abducted right now to be like, no, there's proof at this point.
I would not want to actually get abducted.
Hell no.
But there's so many situations where you just see a flash. So many stories, you just see a flash, and all of a sudden it's just like, you know, it's just gone. You're like missing moments.
You don't remember anything.
It is like the de-neuralizer, you know what I mean? Which is funny how I feel like that's probably where that's inspired by. Just a flash, alien technology, flash, boom, gone.
I will say, now that I think about this, is gonna sound like some freakazoid, but like, you know, I mentioned that the guy in Richmond on the UFO message board said that he felt a 30-minute time shift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, honestly, this week, now that I think about timing, this week has been, maybe it's just me, but it's been really strange, like with time.
Like it's slow.
No, it's been like strange. Like, yeah, for example, like yesterday, I'm not shitting you, it really felt like a double day. It felt like 48-hour day. Okay. But in like a way that like I got so much done that it was like felt like a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday. It was weird. There's some weird shit going on. Like, I'm just saying. And then also in the mornings, I've been like waking up at 7:30 thinking that it was time to go to work, but I still could sleep longer.
Right.
I don't know. It was just this week that those things were happening. I don't know, maybe, I don't believe in coincidences, but maybe it's just, like, some weird thing going on, but it's...
Signs.
I don't know if it had anything to do with...
Abductions.
Maybe, I mean, maybe they take me away, and, like, while I'm sleeping, and then I don't know, it's weird, I'm making this up.
You're making it up?
I don't know, like, this part I'm making up about the time thing, but since you mentioned part of it, I don't know, it's weird. It's like, now I'm, like, all off schedule, and it's strange. Do you see what I'm saying?
What does that really mean, though?
I don't know.
Does that mean you're looking for something, or is it really happening?
I don't know. I sound like a freaky person now.
It's okay. Sorry, did I knock you out?
But no, but seriously?
Yeah.
All right.
I just wonder if people, like, what our, like, listeners think, because, I mean, I on one hand, it's like, I saw what I saw. I don't really care what you think, but it's like... You know, I saw what I saw, but I know, and I know I saw that, but I know it's also like freaky to just announce that.
Well, I'm gonna say I'm gonna go out there and be like, there's no way to prove that they are UFOs, but there is a way. I mean, how am I supposed to go and people believe?
Later on, when we were taking our walk, we're like, oh, there's a normal plane.
Yeah,
and it plane. We're like, that's so small compared to those orbs.
Yeah, it was a significant size. We're like, there's a helicopter. That's. They usually have blinking lights. That was the first thing. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So every plane that
I see.
So you
think it was high enough up that if I was looking in Richmond at the time, I could have seen it?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Or was it that low that you'd only see it in like.
Oh, what?
People in Ohio and Michigan saw it.
If they were here, I looked. I looked from Richmond and they were here.
I'm not quite sure if you were to look from Richmond and see it because they were traveling. Yeah. It was travelers, man. If you were standing outside, you would not miss it.
I guess that has to be pretty high up to see or that far away.
Yeah, you'd probably be like that.
There's,
but the thing
like,
is,
if
there
you had
were...
a clear view of that sky at that moment, there's no way you could miss it.
Dude, it was
bright. Like, it wasn't just like a normal star. I'm serious. It was like 20 times the normal star. It was basically like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was brighter than it was brighter than if a helicopter was close by.
All right.
You know, that's how it was. It was literally a floating, like...
Okay, like, you know the size...
It was literally freaking Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Right. That's how it was. That bright. That's
awesome. It was like, you know the size of the sun?
Yes.
I'm trying to make a better, like, analogy. Like, it was almost like the size of probably 25% of the sun. Okay. Would you say, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah?
That's how big it was.
Dude, it was a Pac-Man dot in the sky.
It was big.
That's how I described it. That's what it was. It was, like, three of them, and then a fourth one appeared. It's...
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to keep my eyes out.
And the three was in a triangle formation.
I don't know if you know if you can search for them. That's how it was.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to
search for
that?
Well, it's never as cool looking at it on the computer. If you see it in real life, it's like,
yeah, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
Because on a computer through a picture, when you even looking at a picture or a screen, it's already you already have that first filter of fakeness.
Yeah, you already have that preconceived notion that somebody's hoaxed it or now I know, you know, it's a hoax. Or...
Now I'm flashing back now to like exactly what my mom said. She was just like, "Oh, come on." That's how she said it.
Oh, come on.
I was like, "Mom, I just saw a UFO. There's three of them, and then a fourth appeared." She was like, "Oh, come on." That's exactly how she said it, too.
Nice. I remember I texted Huzzard, and his response is, "We are not alone."
Nice.
I think he believes you?
Well, it's Huzzard. And then I texted James, and he's like, "Tight."
Tight.
Did you text Danny?
I didn't text Danny. Because he's a little further. I thought they would see it. That's why I thought they would be like, "Oh, shit, we saw that too, nigga."
Right.
You
know? Right.
Everybody saw it. But the weird thing is, like, maybe only selective people see it.
No
Ever
way,
thought
man.
About that?
No, I don't, because that was a freaking real optical. It wasn't just like, "Oh, can you see it, Carolyn?" You're like, "I can't see anything." Then I'm like, "What the fuck am I seeing?" Unless we're the chosen one.
Or unless, like, maybe the, I don't know. Maybe
they only let certain like people
that.
They want to probe see it.
Oh God, ew.
That's a lot of effort though, man.
That's a lot of effort.
See, now that I think about it with the probe thing, it's almost like
I feel like they moved beyond probing at this point.
No way, probing's a tried and true.
The classic.
It kind of actually frightens me that we just like went out in the open and took like a 30-minute walk afterwards.
Why?
It was dark. It was like dark out.
Yeah, but if I wasn't gonna return, hell, screw it, man. Remember, for me, I was surprised that I went out there. But you know what? I have an honest fear of that. I've had an honest fear of just like looking up in the sky and it's a fucking UFO. I'm gone. Right. Because you know what? When it comes down to it, you can't do shit. They're gonna just pick you up with their light and that's it. You know what right. I mean?
Oh my God.
That's it.
Scary.
Just like in
beam you up.
It's like, but I doubt it's really like that. It's probably going to be more like how they have an aliens versus cowboys with aliens, something like
that.
Snatch you up or something like that. I don't know.
With a lasso?
It's all technical. There's all different technical ways of doing it.
Snatch somebody out of the.
But for me, in a way, I feel like I almost had closure, or I had like almost like a new lease on life, because there was such a long time where I had to like deal with that and just be like, "All right, fine, there's aliens and I could get abducted anytime now. I don't know when." And I just gotta suit up and be like, "Okay, anytime I'll be abducted. Or anytime I will see that shit in the air." You know what I mean? It's sort of like if you have that constant fear.
Well, now you know it's there.
Yeah, now I'm like, "Oh shit, it's real." Now, you know,
now
that
you
doesn't
really gotta duck and bob.
Now, so that doesn't really make the situation better, but it does add a little bit of closure to be like, "Okay, I wasn't just going insane. This thing's actually happening."
Yeah. I don't know. I think anybody that thinks that UFOs don't exist are naive, because there's no way.
Well, at least aliens. UFOs can be more.
Well, aliens.
When I first like heard about aliens and all that, like I didn't want to believe. Like I didn't want to know that they were like. I was scared a little bit when I was in elementary school and stuff. Like. Late elementary school.
And yet we have different races that look different than each other.
Well, no,
like, oh.
But we're still humans, you know what I mean? Like,
are we?
We still have... Yeah.
Are redheads humans?
They're gingers.
Gingers. They're evil, mean gingers.
But, like, okay. But when I was in late elementary school, I, like, knew like about V. aliens. And then, like, I didn't want to believe that they existed, so I thought that they didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, "No, they don't exist."
See, that's living in denial.
But because I was afraid.
See, you're living...
No, that was in elementary school.
Yes, I was in elementary school, too.
Yeah, I know.
I was in freaking fourth grade.
Yeah, but that's what... I didn't want to believe that they existed, so I said that they didn't.
See?
To convince me out of it. But now, after listening to Coast, and also other observations, I think that there is other things out there. And actually, this just, like, confirms it, to see it. But I know that I sound like such a weird person just to be like, "I saw these orbs in the sky."
Does it sound any more clarified than me being, like, since fourth grade, I believed that I was going to get abducted, I got ran over, like, that?
It doesn't sound any weirder than somebody being like, "I pray to volcanoes and Scientology." I mean, that's just as weird as seeing a UFO in the sky. I mean,
yeah, but at least a UFO in the sky, you know what? That's proof.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
There's no, like, point system to, right. to get up.
And also, even if you did get abducted and come back even on the radio show and tell about your experience or something, You know that no one would believe you, at least for that. I don't know. But really? It would be nice to know from you all.
That's why I would have had to social net the shit out of that, though. Right. If I put that on Facebook, people would be like, oh, no way.
So now the aliens are going to track you even more. Well, now they know your Twitter.
They can find my IP address.
Yeah, aliens are on Facebook. Come on.
aliens started Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you believe that some humans are aliens?
They're definitely. Aliens when they go to another planet. Aren't
like
they?
Reptilian?
like
reptilian? Like reptilian? That makes them reptiles.
Yeah, but there are some people that is reptilian.
Like I have a skin disease.
Yeah.
Cold blooded.
Like the lizard.
Yeah.
Like cold blooded. Those are the joys. See, I do.
What about shapeshifters? Do you believe that there are people that are shapeshifters?
That's some X-Files stuff right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a little harder for me to believe.
See, because I've heard like
probably
some
not consciously
theories.
Genetically.
Wouldn't that be crazy if a person didn't know he was shapeshifting, and just had to pass through different personalities, like constantly.
Yeah,
you know what
called schizophrenia. Isn't that,
it's also called quantum leap.
Yeah, that too.
That's what I like about sci-fi. I love sci-fi. September 22, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be another District Comics signing in Philadelphia. What's the name of the place? Do you remember?
Locust Moon Comics.
Locust Moon Comics. Locust Moon Comics.
And Philadelphia. And I are going to be there.
September 22nd. Also, what? Baltimore Comic Con, the first week of September.
Yeah.
First weekend of September. We'll have all these dates better next.
Well, we're going to be at Baltimore Comic Con, Small Press Expo, New York Comic Con, and Brian Sarvis will be joining us for New York Comic Con.
That's right. Oh, he'll sign. He'll be signing stuff too.
That's right.
Go out there and grab District Comics.
And we're also at Asbury Park Comic.
And Asbury Park. That's right. That's right. Check out astrayproductions.com, goastray.tumblr. curls-studio.com, and don't forget to check out Karen Bolevsky's Curls comic strip, curls-studio.com/curls. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Hope we didn't freak you out. Hope that was awesome.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight at all.
You're gonna
be abducted because now they're gonna know you.
Yeah,
us.
You're on the list. Right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Joe,
and I'm Carolyn. And thank you, Mr. Sarvis.
You're very welcome.
We'll catch you all later. See you in outer space, guys. Be excellent to each other. See y'all later.